radio adventure gets even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are, and we'll go right back to our telephones first and have John in Canada on the line right now. Hello, John.
Hi, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, we gotta defeat these criminals, and we gotta understand, too, that, you know, the political decisions that Israel does make are often blatantly criminal. You know, they, for example, with the Lebanese war, they sent their troops over the border while holding thousands of Lebanese in custody without charges.
Sure.
And a soldier got kidnapped, and they said that was justification for first strike targeting the Jewish communities in northern Lebanon with as many, in total, 7 million landmines to indiscriminately slaughter ourselves. Crimes against us all. You know, they blew up the UN girls' school. They were told specifically, there's just little girls here.
Yeah.
You want to come to the school and look at the little girls that's all here? They burned them alive with white phosphorus. Did it again in the center of Gaza. Said, listen, we care so much about the little Christian kids. Put them all in the city center there so we won't harm them with our falling bombs. And all the children gathered, and they burned them alive
sure
with white phosphorus.
Sure they did.
Okay, these are not, they steal the faith of God and whatever your religion might be by claiming to be Jewish. Jewish people don't commit those crimes. They want to kill Jews for money. They starve Jews, in fact. In Canada, they ran an infomercial for, oh, I think, over a year. And in the infomercial, you saw Jews starving in garbage dumps in Jerusalem.
Sure.
Or no, in Israel.
Yeah.
And they said, please, please send us some money. We need money to save these Jews. And people in Israel got a wind of it from people like myself saying this is a crime against life because there's elements to this video that I could see, and other people who are adroitly paying attention could also. And I believe it was the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, I believe, one of the two anyway, did a big expose on this, talking to the mayors there and the people that are running this, and they said it's better to leave them to starve and give these images to the world where we can collect the charitable aid and use it elsewhere.
Reuven, you know, you're absolutely right. Reuven Azar said when his conversation was intercepted by the U.S. government that we need a few more dead Israeli babies so we can win this propaganda war.
Yeah, and there was another guy, too, on YouTube. His video got pulled, and he's in Israel. He says, we have the technology to shoot down all these tin can rockets easily because they have that Arrow 2 system, and it shoots, like, I can't remember, 10,000 bullets a second or whatever, aimed with a computer, and can gun down anything. You just set these up all along the border, and there would be no rockets. But the government said, no, we're not going to do that. Don't be a stupid, God-loving human. We want to make sure that Jewish people die sacrificed. But it didn't matter anyway because
no.
They're so diabolical, they end up breaking the truce. It didn't even matter.
Well, it does. Nothing mattered because the depleted uranium that they used came back and dropped right on their own faces. Just like in New York, you've got Jews, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, every kind of a person in New York City. You got every kind of a human being, agnostic, whatever you want, you got it. And they bombed everybody. They bombed themselves. Just the high-level Israelis got out of there, and the rest of the world sucked up every kind of a poison and dioxin and, you know, asbestos and God knows, maybe even nuclear, subliminal nuclear devices. We don't
know. Absolutely. And a good example for that same relationship is these 250 congressmen dedicated AIPAC Zionists who say they will, without question, without thought, support Israel and anything and everything they do in the name of America. Well, that's to watch those innocent Jewish communities be bombed indiscriminately. They don't care about those innocent Jewish lives. They want money. They want
Well, I don't know too many Jews that really died in Israel. You know, they actually, what was it, 1,800 Palestinians got slaughtered. On top of that, the legs and arms blown off of another 1,000.
Oh, it's higher.
You know, it's a criminal.
Some are more equal than others. All right, we got to move along. Thanks for the call, and let's continue the program when we come back with more conversation only here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Oh, isn't that the truth, huh? We have. Hey, Dr. K, let's go right back to our phone lines here. We have busy phones, and we've got Mike in Ohio up next. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Rick and Doc?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, I got a question for you, and I would like to make a statement, lest we not forget. Do you remember in Lebanon there, Israel, when they, I think it was Lebanon. Anyways, it's a country close to them, and they got cluster bombs from us, do you remember? And they dropped them all over the place over there.
Mm-hmm.
Not even in combatant zones, they just dumped them.
Just dumped them. They got the cluster bombs from the United States.
Exactly. I just wanted to mention that just in case anybody might have forgotten.
Yeah. And I think it's every week there's an amputee that is created by those cluster bombs.
Yes.
People trying to carve out a little bit of, crops in the mountains.
Yep.
Millions of them. And we have to pay. Our taxes and European taxes are used to pay to clear those out now. This is the kind of a beast, a bully that we're dealing with. And that's why we can't voluntarily give them a dime.
You know, I'm afraid that one day, for our giving Israel everything that they want, no matter what, I'm afraid we're going to get our comeuppance for it. Because how can them people not hate us, knowing where all this stuff comes from?
That's right. That's right. But that's not where you're going to get the comeuppance. It was Perlmutter, wasn't it, who threatened Europe, saying if you think you're going to take us down in the L.A. Times? Mm-hmm. We've got every European country targeted with a nuke, and we'll take you down with us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to worry about a comeuppance from the people of Islam. They're already under such siege. If you got to worry about it, it's from more Jewish crimes.
That was revealed, by the way, by the professor at the university in Tel Aviv, who said that what you've just said, that, we do have all of these nuclear warheads, and we do not hesitate to point them at every major capital in Europe, including the Vatican, by the way.
And strike you with our F-16 nuclear warheads tipped on those. They threatened all of Europe that if you try to take us out, even economically, we'll take you out first. That's the kind of people you're dealing with. And don't forget, it's not a threat. They did it on 911. God.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to ask, I don't understand, what is a Talmudic court? You mentioned a little earlier that all of our courts are now Talmudic courts.
Well, I didn't say all of them. What I said was most of them are influenced by Talmudic law over what we call American law. Well, you can argue even admiralty law, you can argue equity law, whatever. But the Talmud, which is the book of the rabbis, which is the book of, really the book of hatred for the Gentile, as they call us, the Goy, is what is basically in effect under the Noahide laws that were adopted actually officially in 1991 under the Bush administration. I believe it was 91. And it was part of the education bill that went through the Congress. These laws, of course, are the ones that we today operate under, whether we like it or not. We should spend more time talking about it, in fact.
Yeah.
What are these 10 Noahide laws? And how are they in effect? Well, in fact, they do dominate in the courtrooms of America today. And I've mentioned a couple of examples over the last year locally.
You know, it's worth a show because the fact that they tore down the Ten Commandment posting down there in the Southland, it's worth an explanation, I think, as to how they came about conquering whatever true Christian-based or scriptural-based law. How did they do it?
Well, I've done a program on it on a Friday night with Scott Smith about 2.5 months ago. He was on the program, and we talked about the Noahide laws and the Talmud and how it ties in directly over the jurisprudence system in America.
Wow.
So maybe it's time to do another program exclusively on that subject. You know, there's so much ground to cover, Mike, it's almost impossible unless we had all day to talk, and we just don't have all day.
I just wanted to do something. Because I thought our law was based on Christian principles.
Oh, you're kidding?
I thought that, too.
Are you kidding?
I thought that years ago, yeah.
That has not been in existence probably ever. No?
Well, I'm still learning every day,
Yeah.
You all are. And we're learning more, and it's more frightening as we learn more.
That's right.
Well, you
okay,
got that
that's
right.
The point, is
God
that
bless
you,
Mike. You're always a good to hear from.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike.
Keep listening, keep learning, we tell you. Eddie in Ohio. Hello, you're on the program. Eddie?
Oh, hello. Am I on?
How are you there?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Yeah, we can hear you, Eddie. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing as well as I can do here in the hood. I just had a quick comment, that's all. Basically, you can pull your money out of the Jewish bank and keep it inside your mattress. That's going to put a hurting on them. And if you're worried about the safety of your money, when was the last time anybody broke in your house and stole your mattress?
Not too often, but there are bank robbers. You have a point, just like the previous caller.
Yeah. Keep it inside your mattress, and if you're worried about fire, keep it inside your waterbed. in a post-Mad Max scenario, as we only have.
I did that, we had Mr. Adams had the show on it, and I pulled it out, and the bank almost went under, so it was just in time.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but, if you want to hide something, one man, once said, you hide it in plain sight where everybody can see it.
There you go.
You know, we've heard the old stories of everybody who's robbing a house, they're going to look in the mattress, they're going to look under the bed, they're going to look in the bureaus and stuff. Sometimes it's worth it just hiding it right there in plain sight, in a vase or in a container where they would never think to look for money.
Yeah, and another thing is it's still really important when you see who these business players are to know that. And I mean, it's helped me, and frequently I've been with the little lady and she's going to buy, I says, you don't want those underwear. You don't want that brand. And she says, yeah, okay, fine. So all of it works together. Yeah.
Right, right. And especially if the company knows why they're not buying it. That's the key. Key is they've got to be told, we don't want your products and why
that's
we don't.
That's right, that's right. Mm-hmm. We don't want them and we're not going to buy them and you're finished. You're out of business.
If I may say something real quick, it all starts with a banking system.
Yeah.
If you pull your money out of their banks, they're going to go under.
Yeah.
And then we can start over. So it all starts with that. So listen, like that lady from Texas says, put it in your backyard, put it inside your mattress, put it inside your TV set, put it in your pocket. Remember that in a banking holiday, you won't be able to get your money out anyway.
That's it.
That's what happened during that depression.
Well, now, there's a very important thing, and both of the major scriptures that we're on in the Bible prohibit usurious, you know, to stealing through usury. And that's the system, and we are supporting it by using it. And I've been wondering what the solution is that we put a people's bank, a true people's bank together. You know, the Islamic system, they don't allow this kind of usury, but that system isn't in play here. So maybe we can learn something from them, boycott the banks, and start something that's true. Yeah?
There is a bank. If I may say something real quick, there is a bank called the Grameen Bank, that's Grameen, in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Islamic bank, and they do not charge any interest. But the bottom line is, as long as central banking exists, the Jews are going to control the world.
You're right.
Put your money out of their banks, put it in the mattress, put it in your left pocket, and if it's not safe there, put it in your right pocket.
And maybe start a bartering community of some kind where you guys start growing more or whatever.
Well, the only thing they really fear, though, more than that, is the fact that if you have the competition from lawful currency in communities, as some of the cities are doing that now, they're actually printing their own funds, their own money. Towns, states can do that. Secessionists can do that. Once again, you know, you drive the Fed out. You want to drive the Federal Reserve note out. That should be the goal. Because, see, they can just simply print more of that paper and compel us to use it if there's no competition and there's no means of breaking the monopoly, you see?
Yeah, you do have to have a solution then to come back in where the people gather together in force and produce that alternative. So, yes, we need the alternatives of honest Johns and Susies to buy from. And we need who aren't desecrating the earth and others, and the alternative, like you said, in exchange of goods and some sort of monetary system.
And that's the key, having the monetary wherewithal to be able to drive out the money changers.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
That's the key, Eddie. Okay, Eddie, thanks for your call.
Sure.
All right, pal. You know, we've got Harley coming up after the break in Indiana. We've got Rodney in South Carolina. And there's room for another call or two at 800-313-9443. We, time permitting, Dr. K, I do want to get into the ID card, the biometric card, for all Americans, not for illegals, all Americans that Mr. Obama's administration, which is the Emanuel brothers, which is David Axelrod, which is the State of Israel, is trying to impose upon America now. They've created the terror problem. Now they're giving us the solution, the protection right.
Yeah, like those miserable machines, those Techniverse machines. That's their misery that they've imposed on people already. Yeah.
Follow the trail. Follow the trail, we say. All right, it's time for the break. We'll do that now. 3 minutes, come back, and we will continue with the program at 800-313-9443. It's Rick Adams and Dr. K, right here on Rick Adams Uncensored.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
And here we are back with Dr. K and Rick Adams. Let's take another call quickly from Indiana. Is it Harley? Is that you, Harley?
Sure is, Rick.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to comment. I heard him speak about the Christians that were being killed over in, you know, Iraq and Saudi Arabia, over these areas, you know, Afghanistan and such. And I think Americans forget that, and probably most of them don't even know that Hiroshima and Nagasaki were both Christian cities in Buddhist Japan.
Wow.
And, of course, they tried to surrender, I think it was 6 months to a year before the war, and we would not allow them to surrender until the Russians, or I should say the Soviets, declared war on Japan.
Right.
2 weeks later, we bombed them and allowed, and then they surrendered.
This is incredible. This is just amazing.
Which is more proof of the fact that the Bolsheviks ran the war.
The Oppenheimer bomb.
Yeah, that's right. That's
well, yes, and of course, you know, the Soviets were literally Jewish.
That's
and they
exactly
ran.
Correct.
They ran the State Department. They ran the White House. They ran the Treasury Department in World War II here in America.
That is just an incredible fact that nobody's thought of the fact that so many innocents were slaughtered, and everybody thinks of them as Japanese. But now you're talking about the fact that they were Japanese Shintos, Christians. Nobody ever thought of any of that type of thing.
That was the two Christian cities in Japan. The rest of them were all Buddhist.
Amazing.
No, that's true. We've spoken about that on the program.
The other thing I want to comment on real quick is, because I know you want to get to other callers.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Is that, you know, when you get down to it, we need to worry more about the Talmudics, the Jews, you know, than we do the Koran.
Oh, for sure.
And if you go to, I don't know if you ever heard of the gentleman, but William Guy Carr.
Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
Well, he published or wrote a book called Pawns in the Game.
Yes, yes, I have that book somewhere, yeah.
Well, yes, and he refers to, of course, Albert Pike's program for three world wars.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes into it and talks about it and tells on how they wanted to pit the Christians against the Muslims into a third world war.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were going to fight us until, like, now the American people are getting tired of fighting and
willing
to surrender.
Well, that's what we said earlier when the Jews tried to blow up the George Washington Bridge to put the climax as well as the Alaska pipeline and we don't know which nuclear plant for sure, but apparently one in Florida. That would have been the coup de grace to get all of America permanently against the Muslims, and they would have used the population to do their bidding. And they're still doing it anyway.
Well, yes. Well, they do things even though we refuse them to do it, such as the Equal Rights Amendment that the people refused. Well, we got it anyway.
Yeah, and the insurance fraud and all of it, you know.
Well, yes, yeah, the insurance fraud we're getting now. And, of course, on insurance, you know, we need to remember in Professor Carol Quigley's book, on page 50.
Yes, Carol Quigley's book, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, he talks on page 50 on how the banking institutions and the insurance were at times, and it's basically a quote, subterranean and even occult.
Well, worse than that is the Big Pharma runs the insurance companies, and Big Pharma is run by Petro, and Petro is run by Rockefeller and Rothschild and Oppenheimer. So, I mean, it's right there in your face.
They are. All right, thank you. I'll let you go on to somebody else.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, Harley. Here's, Dan in Pennsylvania first. We have Dan. Hi,
yes,
Dan.
Hello. Hi. Is this Rick?
Yes, this is Rick and Dr. K, too.
Dr. K.
How you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Great. I'm sitting here enjoying the radio show, and I just felt led to talk to you about a little bit about scriptures. You mentioned from time to time scriptures, and so evidently they're important to you, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this is good. Because, you know, the Bible always says, seek the truth always sets you free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, the Lord can just reveal things to who he chooses to reveal things to in his timing. And I think he revealed something to me the other night that really, you know, kind of spooked me a little bit. What I had done, I had thought about, because I'm listening to, you know, buy the silver, buy the gold, take your money out of the fiat currency, you know, and I know what's going on with the system. I've been following currency, the Forex market. I've been watching it go up and down. As an example, prior to Obama taking his regime coming in, what they did was they valuated the dollar. They increased the value of the dollar tremendously. Okay, went back, which lowered the value of the gold and the silver, brought the price down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And it's inversely proportional. It's not that the gold and silver is more valuable. It's just that the dollar buys more.
I see.
Okay? So they look at the correlation. It went up to silver went up to almost $21 an ounce. So I'm thinking in terms of ounces and costs. I'm thinking, what am I going to get my son and future daughter-in-law here? For as a wedding gift, I thought, well, let me buy them 20 ounces of silver each. I thought that would be a nice little nest egg for them, right? And I got to thinking, just a thought popped into my head. I wonder what 30 pieces or 30 ounces of silver would go for. And I pulled a number. You have to
hang on to that.
Hold on,
we'll come right back after the break. All right, stay where you are there, Dan. We'll do that, and now I want to hear the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. Rick Adams and Dr. K, we'll come right back with more of the program Rick Adams Uncensored.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Oh, boy, that rings a bell. That rings a bell, folks. Huh, Dr. K?
Oh, and beyond discussion.
My goodness. Okay, Harley, you were just about to tell us something that resembles 30 pieces of silver here in the scriptures, right?
That's correct. By the way, it's Dana. Dan.
I'm sorry, Dana. All right, well, that's what we've got, Dan, on the screen here.
Right, exactly.
Okay, Dana.
All right.
Tell us the rest.
Well, the 30 pieces of silver naturally correlates to Judas. Now, the Antichrist or Satan are pretty much one and the same. Now, the Antichrist could be a group or a body of those that follow Satan. Okay?
Very much, very, very, very good point.
Okay, so Judas was at a point in time and would have been marked for that particular time. So what would his mark have been? And he received 30 pieces of silver. And this always stuck in my head and always bothered me. What was so significant about those 30 pieces of silver? Now, there was a fellow that was a missionary from Cochabamba, Bolivia. And he had said to me, and I was young at the time. I was about 14 or 15. And he said to me, the Lord's got something planned for you, something special. I don't know what it is, but he's got something planned for you. And that always stuck in my mind as well. But Going through my Bible studies and as a youth, this 30 pieces of silver always stuck in my head. Why was it so significant?
Yeah.
So I just threw this number, this 30 pieces, and I multiplied it, and the number that popped into my head, thinking that, well, I guess silver will probably go up because it looks like the value of the dollar is dropping at this point against the euro. So it's probably going to go up. Well, what if I threw $22.20 at it? And when I did it, I multiplied it at 666.
Wow.
Well, that freaked me out. So about 7 days went by, about a week went by, and I said, well, let's Google the $22.20 an ounce and see what pops up. And it was Revelation, okay? 22:20, and it's the next to the last verse in Revelation. And it says very simple. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, I'm the Lord Jesus. The point is that I believe when silver hits around $22.20 an ounce, thereabouts, and it could happen. It was from 2008 to 2015 is approximately 7 years, okay? And that's when Obama came on the scene. Now, mid 3.5 years would be around 2011, give or take 6 months, okay? So when it hits 22.20, I think something significant is going to happen because I believe the mark of the beast is the 30 pieces of silver. And the Bible says that gold and silver will be cankered. It'll be made worthless. And I do know that the Chinese and other people out there are filling the gold and the silver with tungsten, and they're flashing it, making it look like it's the real thing. People are buying up the silver that's worthless.
Well, in any case, hoarding of wealth is, and plus the metals industry is run by world jewelry anyway.
Exactly.
So, you have to know that.
Right, exactly.
I like the idea of taking it a day at a time, you see.
Right. I agree.
But, you know, if you resist Satan, he will flee from you, it says in the scriptures.
That's right.
And if we do that, then he will have no power over us at all.
Well,
getting
I'm
everybody
not saying
fired
has
up
power
about
over us.
You know,
what I'm saying is that the Lord gives us good discernment.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, and he says, and he told Daniel that these dreams that you're having and these revelations you're having are not for you now, it's for the people in the end times.
Mm-hmm.
They'll
That's
know
right.
what it means,
yep.
okay?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
here, is just the idea that I picked that perfect number. And I wasn't even looking for it.
Right.
Just,
well, that's when it happens, when you're not looking for it. I mean, the great God reigns his reign and shines his sun on everybody. And I take
but, you know, he's touching on something, Dr. K. You know, the numbers business, numerology, that all ties in with Scripture.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Yeah,
that's a program, again, a program that could be done just about numerology.
Sure. Well, you know, the same being that knows that future writes the books.
Here's something that's very important, okay? We as Christians, he gives us his word in Revelation, and that is to reveal. He wants to reveal himself to his people, okay?
Right.
Because he doesn't want us to be in harm's way.
That's right.
Go, if you ever get a chance, read some of Tim McHyde's information, but I do believe he's nailed something, and that is, when you're looking for the two together, and that is a great world famine and an earthquake, but the earthquakes that they say are going to be in diverse places, it'll be a worldwide earthquake, and here's the reason why.
Sure.
You can't, like in Haiti, we just had this earthquake, and it caused tremendous problems, but everybody came to their aid to prevent famine, starvation.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a worldwide earthquake, you will have a worldwide famine.
Right.
See, because nobody's going to be able to come to anybody's
aid.
Right.
The infrastructure will be destroyed.
Got it.
It was interesting that British Petroleum just opened up that massive oil find, too, after all of this in the Gulf of Mexico, I thought.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is all tied together, I believe. It's just something, it's going to happen, and it's not going to happen gradual. It's going to be like in Haiti. It happened overnight, instantly. They had severe problems.
Well, I do congratulate, although I know he doesn't need congratulations, our great high God for revealing that the most important natural medicine in the world is even in the Bible.
Right.
And that's the wild oregano, which is the most powerful germicide, I see that as the most pure proof that God is so merciful that he even tells you what you can use, what you can find, so that you can live. I know about the end times, I know about the crises, but he's so merciful, he even tells us what we can take so we don't get sick, mm-hmm. so we can live a long time. That's pretty merciful.
Well, you know, all this stuff that you're learning from the scriptures as far as for health, to take mm-hmm. care of yourself, he's going to tell you, in the end, you're going to have to just drop what you're doing and go. Doesn't matter what, you're not going to take
right, well, I don't want to be around at that time. I hope
no, but it very well, who's to say that he's going to come, when he's going to come? He's going to come as a thief. He didn't say he was going to come before, and he didn't say he was going to come after, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when, so like you said, we take it day by day, but he gives us signs to be prepared.
Yep, absolutely. Okay? No, that's the mercy.
I recommend forget about the gold and silver. My recommendation is you want to invest, you buy a can of beans for yourself, buy an extra can. Every time you buy something, you buy an extra can.
That's good, that's what I've been telling people.
Because that's going to be a commodity that you can trade and
take care of yourself.
There is no currency to deal with.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Don't buy into any of the media hype about where you should put your money. Use your sense now. You know?
Use God's sense.
Well, there you go.
All right, Amen. Dana. Thank
right,
you
thank
for your great opportunity to discuss these personal issues and relate to all of us. I'm very happy about that. Thank you again.
Oh,
all right.
Welcome.
What about Rodney in South Carolina? Hey, Rodney. Welcome aboard.
Hey, good evening, Rick.
Yes.
Hello, Dr. K.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I think I'm going to be all right.
Good.
First question, Dr. K, or actually first statement, is your binder that you sent me, I'm up to chapter 7 on it.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Don't change a thing.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. You're really rocking on that thing.
I read it and just made sure that I read every inch of that thing up to, like I said, I'm ready to start chapter 7 on it.
That's wonderful.
I would not change a thing at this point.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Maybe that'll encourage me to get this thing done.
It's worse than you think, Dr. K.
I know. It's worse than you think to edit
it. It's later than you think.
I did find a few typos.
Well, let me know of those, you know. It's
Uh-oh.
Important to clean those up.
Uh-oh, I didn't mark all of them.
Well, go back and find them.
Oh, good gracious, Doc.
We need a proofreader here.
Just whatever you find from chapter 7 forwards, let me know.
Okay. The next thing, the secret scripture.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor down the road, and he made sure that I knew that he was a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm.
And we got along, and he gave me all kinds of stuff to read, and that, and I was polite, and I read everything. Well, I hadn't read the secret scripture when I'd gotten them. So one day, he was doing his preaching to me. And I said, okay, sir. I said, I have been gracious and read your stuff with an open mind. He said, no, thank you. I said, I have a book that I would like you to read for me and give me your feedback.
Yeah.
He said, okay. So it's been several months, and last week I stopped by. I said, so how is it going with that book? He ran over, got it out of his building where I had met him with it. He didn't get past about the third or fourth page.
Hmm.
And
what happened?
He didn't like the truth.
He imploded a little bit or something.
Oh, Doc, I wish I would have had this book 20 years ago.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I had been harassed by the group of people since I was a child.
Wow. Mm.
Every time one of them comes to my house now, I'm going to sit down and say, excuse me, I'll be right back. I would like to discuss something with you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull this out and I'll say, you tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
Yeah.
And we'll
yeah.
see where we go with it. I bet it doesn't take me 3 minutes to get rid of them.
Yeah, I think the tail will turn and zoom.
It's ironic, you know, you're referring to JWs, are you? Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's ironic because today it happened to be three or four of them were walking up the street here, And I was just going out, getting into the car, and one of them saw me and wanted to talk, and I ended it very quickly. I have to say, I was a little bit abrupt. I just said, whoever you are, I don't have time. I'm sorry. And they said, well, have a nice day. And I'm glad I said that, because they left the track, and it was a Jehovah's Witnesses temple meeting, you know?
Well, Rick, the only thing I can tell you is I decided to open it up, and I'm on page 14 of the introduction, and it has got my curiosity.
Yeah.
I believe when it says it will change your life, I believe it will.
Oh, for sure.
You know, there's a lot of truth in every lie, too. So you got to be careful. And that's what I find, that some of these great philosophies and books and these people come to the door, you know, whoever they might be, they'll give you a lot of truth. And that's in every religion, and particularly in Christianity today. You got the Seventh-day Adventists, you got the Baptists, you got the Independents, you got the General Association of Regular Baptists, you know, you got Pentecostals, you get all these divides, and yet they all give you a lot of good points. But then when it comes to the end, find out what they really believe, and you're going to find out you've been disappointed in them, you know?
And deceived.
Yeah, and deceived. Yeah.
Isn't everybody trying to compete against each other, Mr. Adams? It's bizarre, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is big business. Religion is big business, as you know.
That's all it is.
It's profitable, all about money. Too. I mean, it's profitable.
You know, I thought there was something in the scriptures that said that you are to serve your Lord.
Oh, yeah. Well, their Lord is the money, you know. Their Lord is money. I'm not referring specifically to the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh. Okay.
Now, look at these televangelists and these big, the Falwells, and you look at all of the, you know, the powerful elite in the book publishing industry and word publishing, and oh my goodness, you know, you look at them all and see them, and Robertson and company, they're making a fortune, and I don't know who they're helping. And, you know, they like to make fun of Mother Teresa, you know. They say, well, when did she say she was saved? You know, when did she raise her hand?
Incredible.
Works alone won't save you, you know. But I got news for them. They better be very careful who they're judging, because Mother Teresa may be going up, and they might be going in the other direction.
Well, I think she saved a few lives, didn't she? At least she did.
She saved
something.
More than a few, and, you know, let's face it, you know, humbleness that sort of, you know, lowliness is what God looks kind of.
Oh, absolutely.
Not this headiness and money-making and all of this other garbage, you know?
I mean, the soul is the only visible thing to God.
Yeah, it's the hand, you know, laying out of hands and showing the love and the mercy of the Father. I mean, those are the things that really matter.
Yeah.
Not the me mentality.
Remember that parable of the prostitute or something that gave a dog something to drink, and everybody else passed the dog, and then she went to paradise because of her good deed. I mean, whatever it means.
Just, yeah, yeah.
The one statement I loved in this introduction is that Jesus and Muhammad are cousins.
Well, that's for sure.
I love it.
That's something nobody's going to argue with, because it just is.
Yeah, and I mean, DNA doesn't lie.
Yeah. Now, and we're cousins. That's the cool part, is all of us right now.
Now, did Jesus, he came before Muhammad, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, about, 600 years or so.
Okay, then Muhammad came after him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of sort of divine scriptures that masses of people follow that you can really trace back to a Godhead. I mean, for some reason, that's enough, right? How many more do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Doc, I always knew Rome twisted a bunch of it, even back when I was studying.
Well, of course they did. They were twisting it while the Christ was on the face of the earth.
Yes.
I mean,
that section where it says, no wonder they did the Crusades. Boy, did that ring a bell. It was like that old Ford light bulb come on, and I went, aha, there's the answer I could never prove.
Well, you can sure prove it with that.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to enjoy this one real good. I know you still want to talk about one thing. I want you to do something. You don't have to do it tonight. How does Sharia law tie in with Muslim and the Islam faith?
Oh, that's easy. We can do something about that at some point, yeah. No problem.
Yeah, do that at some point, because I know Rick wants you to get to this subject
about
the cards.
There's no such thing in the Quran as Sharia law. This is all hyped nonsense. The law is the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
In the Quran and the Bible. Same. Nothing else? to talk about.
Thank you very much. I saw that in both of them.
Yeah.
Well, that answers that argument.
You know?
Yes.
At this point, gentlemen, I want Doc and Rick, I want you to get to those cards because I'm interested about that, too.
Well, we're going to start to touch on it now, but we're going to have to do it maybe tomorrow night when we have Karen back.
Yeah, you
talking
guys do
about
it.
Tax freedom.
Thanks, Mr. Rodney, for all your
all
work.
Right. Thank you, Rodney. It's good to hear from you. We've got Tim on the line now. Tim in Georgia. Hi, Tim.
I just want to hear about the microchips. Y'all say y'all was going to talk about the microchips.
Okay, the chips I will address.
Yeah.
Nicholas Rockefeller, before 9-1-1, said to Aaron Russo, and you know this, that, look, we've got to have an event, we're going to have an event, then we're going to chip everybody, and we will be exempt. We'll have a card that says, you know what to you, and everybody else will have no money, nothing. It'll all be registered off their chip. We'll control them through the chip.
Well, hang on. If you want to hear more, you just stay with us. We'll come back and wrap up on that point.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Well, here we are back again, and Tim asked the question that we're trying to get to the subject about these biometric ID cards that, interestingly enough, of course, two of the key players in introducing this legislation as part of the immigration bill are Senators Chuckie Schumer and Graham, Senator Graham. Lindsey Graham, who have been asked to draw up Washington's bipartisan plan for immigration reform, as they call it. Now, of course, this is part of the business of amnesty for illegal aliens. And the whole idea is to use this problem that they have helped create because of our borderless borders, and then to bring about a card, a biometric card, that would be part of, you remember George Bush's immigration plan that he tried to jam everything through as well, and it didn't all go through because of opposition. We saw that postponed and defeated. Now that he's gotten the so-called health care initiative through, Obama is trying to do what Bush could not get through. And, you know, we're talking about all of the information and tracking people, being stored, all of the data about your retinal scans, anything that has to do with your body, anything that has to do with your DNA being stored, these chips will be part of your identity. This is what they want next, and this is the final straw for the New World Order.
This is care of the CFR, which is care of the trillionaire Rockefeller himself.
Right.
And it carries into the European cabal as well. But these are Jews. These are Zionist Jews. They are, again, using their power position to enslave the American people. And Nicholas Rockefeller said that, what do you care about them? To Aaron Russo, they're just serfs. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. And that's the moral of the story. We'll get more into it as time goes on. But thank you for once again interjecting, Tim. Thanks for your call, all of you out there. We're just about at the end. My goodness, 2 hours has just flown by again, Dr. K.
I know, and, you know, you get out of the system as much as you can by getting yourself in good health. This is the most important thing. Eliminating all junk food, all processed food. It's horrifying when you go into a stop and go. And start taking care of yourself. Why don't you raise a garden this year? Start eating healthy foods and use herbs. And one of these days we ought to do a show on what you can find in the woods and there, what you can find that you can brew up to keep yourself healthy. But why don't you start with the biblical one, right? Which is, and I'm not the expert there, believe me, I'm the expert on wild oregano, which is to use the wild oregano.
That's right.
And
that's
the capsules and make sure you get good stuff. And at least that way you'll be strong like an ox.
Time will come when all of these issues will have to be addressed, and that's where you come in and I come in, Dr. K. So we'll do this again very soon, okay, within the next week or so.
Well,
thank you, brother, and we'll talk
to you
again. God bless.
You too, bud.
Folks, all of you, God bless. Thanks for our listenership here tonight, rick458@cox.net, and continue to support RBN. Stay tuned next for Chris Hinckley, and we will, Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow night with Karen Tostado, taxfree15.com. Don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. All right, folks, we'll see you then.
Introducing the new